Welcome, everyone. This is our second episode, and in this episode, we're going to have an opportunity to talk to KCJ Ashley. As we have committed to every one of you, is that we'd be able to share some of the great Atlanta creatives and what they're doing to really help our community and to help inspire creativity. So without further ado, let's all spend some time and listen to our episode with KCJ Ashley. Is part of what I consider one of the strong growing community of creatives here in Atlanta. He is a good friend of mine and of the show, and the hope here is for him to talk a little bit about himself and a little bit about what he's doing to help creatives and young people and those around us. So for those who are joining us, his name is KCJ. I'm emphasizing the J, Ashley. So KC, great to have you here with us today. We're doing this all remotely. So KC, why don't you just say hey to the people?
What's going on, everybody? Winston, it's always good to talk to you, be around you, and collaborate with you. So happy to be on the show. And you know, just excited about what we have to talk about. It's a journey. And yeah, definitely want to, kind of express that to the people that's listening. The creative journey that we have that we're on.
That's fantastic.
So as far as what I'm into right now, as you know, this has kind of been a year of growth for me as far as just personal growth, you know. So, I did get married this year. And so a lot of it's just been concentrating on more personal things.
Congrats.
For That's myself.
Awesome. Yeah.
But obviously continue to give back to the youth, not just the youth, but people in general. I do teach at an acting agency that's actually based in Columbia, South Carolina, called the Diabru Agency. I'm able to give back and, teach acting classes as well as improv to different individuals. And we can talk more about that shortly. But yeah, a lot of this year has been like personal growth. So looking forward to getting back into the scene, getting back into Jackson. Obviously, auditions throughout the year have been going on, but that's really kind of what this year has been about.
That's awesome. For those of you, his reference to Jackson is the production that Rising Tides Charity is producing called Super Loser. It was produced last year. It was a phenomenal success as far as new shows are concerned, if I say so myself. Casey was one of our lead actors in it, and he did an amazing job. We hope that you go to risingtidescharity.org or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. We've got lots of different places for you to check it out there. Casey, you talked about you spent some time teaching and educating young people around the arts and acting. How did you get into that?
So here's the interesting thing. A lot of people don't even know this story, to be quite honest with you. So the way I got involved in Diabru and actually teaching was, so around 4 years ago, my agent, when I moved to Atlanta, gave me a call and said, hey, I got this interesting opportunity for you. And they said, it's a little different, but just hear us out. I'm like, okay. So they said, we have this agency that's based in Columbia, South Carolina. They're looking for an acting coach. But here's the catch. They're also filming for a pilot to get picked up for a reality show. So you would be auditioning not only for the acting coach, but also for the pilot. So end up meeting, her name's Erica Diabru, the owner of Diabru Agency. Went over there and met her, and they're quite clear. They're looking for the face for the acting coach and also someone that could actually teach classes. So I was brand new with it. When I started teaching, we filmed a pilot, hopefully that's still something that we could see getting picked up because it's a phenomenal agency with a lot of talent. But through that time of, filming a pilot and actually working alongside her staff, it was something that long term we're like, hey, this is something, I know you're in Atlanta, but we want you to continue to teach here whenever you can. And so that's really how that started. And like I said, 4 years later, I'm still working with Diabrew. You know, I go there, I try to go there at least once a month and teach a class. You know, it could be different types of classes. I could focus on improv. I could focus on, you know, film scenes or monologues. There's different, obviously, classes that I could teach. And a lot of people think that I just deal with, you know, your younger people. I post a lot of young people on my pages, but, you know, really I teach all classes or all ages in my classes. And we go to an expo in Dallas every single year, twice a year. And actually, I couldn't make it this year. They just went this past weekend. And we take a group of at least 9 to 20 students that compete with other people throughout the country.
Are these students students young people and adults?
Yeah, as young as 4 up to, you know, however old, you know.
Wow. Is it the content, is it like content that you all create, or is it, as far as what you're doing, is it improv, that kind of thing?
So that's a good question. So it's a combination, I would say. So there actually is a lot of original content that I provide. So, for example, in Dallas at the expo, they have to perform, you know, film scenes, monologues. And one of the ways that we wanted our group to stand out, because one of the things we realized is when we first went, a lot of the kids were, and again, I say kids, a lot of the contestants were using the same monologues and film scenes. So one of the ways that we decided to stand out was to create some of our own, you know, original monologues and film scenes.
Oh, wow.
And so that's one of the things. We created some. Now, we recycle those, but because they're still original. So every time we take a group, it's original because other people don't have those. So, wow. But yeah, we recycle those. We'll add some. Sometimes, you know, we'll just base it off of personality. If I say, hey, someone needs something that's strong and dramatic to fit the personality that's not on the internet, that's unique, you know, we'll create something.
That's fantastic. So, I mean, it sounds like this is really rewarding and fulfilling, and you're really helping people of all types. Just tell us, like, one of the stories of something that happened that was, like, really fun or interesting or cool that, you know, in Dallas when you guys were doing this event.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's rewarding every single time, and I try not to, you know, judge the groups against each other, like, yeah. Because they're so different. But I'll give you an example of just now. You know, obviously, like I told you, I wasn't able to go to Dallas this time. So,
okay.
And, you know, just a lot of personal things that dealing with, you know, being married and things now. But one of the students, well, I gave them the choice. I said, hey, for those that, you know, really are passionate about it, I want you to reach out to me. Because even though I can't be here physically, I'll be available via, you know, phone or you know, Skype or FaceTime. And so one of my students, her name's Kaylin, she sent me her video a few times of her monologue because I wanted her to make some adjustments. It was a little bit too emotional where, you know, with the words, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't matching, the emotions weren't matching what she was saying. I think a lot of times, you know, just actors in general, they say, all right, being a powerful actor means I have to cry, or if I show tears or if I can cry, then that means that I'm a great actor, you know, and really that's not the truth. You know, not every, even sad scene calls for tears, right? So she had a monologue that really didn't call for tears, and she was bringing tears to her delivery. And, you know, so I had her email me, you know, her updated video after I gave her critique.
Oh, yeah.
And she kept emailing me, and I told her, hey, let's go through this. I'm going to have you FaceTime me, and we're going to run through it together.
Gotcha.
So gave the critiques. We ran through it together. She went to Dallas. She was texting me the entire time. And she told me that one of the agents said that her film scene and her monologue was one of the natural performances that they had seen the entire weekend.
That's phenomenal.
To me, for her awesome. To make those changes, it showed that she was truly passionate about it, took it serious. And then it's a great story because the exact feedback they gave was kind of the feedback that I was giving her. Hey, we want it to be natural. Let's make these changes so it seems a bit more real. And that's the feedback that they gave her. So really good, feel good. And that's one of the most recent ones, obviously.
Wow, that's awesome. So have you stayed in contact with Kaylin on any level to see how she's doing or how she's progressing?
Well, yeah, like I said, that one is actually this all happened. They went to Dallas this week, this past Tuesday.
Oh, so this is yeah, recent. Yeah, so oh, cool.
This is one of the more recent ones. I mean, she was keeping contact the entire time, you know, and so I was really rooting for her. But I've had several examples like that as well.
We're going to have to invite Kaylin over one time, see how she's doing, you know, a little progress for her.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure she'd love that.
That's awesome. So we really appreciate you coming on. I tell you, when we started this as a group, and Casey was one of the first people we talked to about potentially joining us, we mentioned that this charity there's lots of people who are out there who are really trying to help people, especially those who are having a challenge with any mental dilemma in their life. But we decided that since we're all creative types, and since we've learned of people who've gone through life and who have never kind of taken advantage or worked through their creativity, is that we would create an organization focused that when you have something that's happening, some challenge is happening that's real, that's a real pain, that's really causing you some drama in your life, some real specific trauma, take the creative juices that you've had and take it out the daggone box. Actually go out and tell the world what it is. And I think sometimes we associate creativity as this solitary pursuit, something that you must pound away only at your easel or your desk or your computer. Sometimes we think that our mind itself spinning and weaving is the only way to create creativity. And I think what we've realized, specifically through this organization and what we're doing, is that serving and showing others the path that we've all been created with the ability to be creative, that we're all not automatons. We're all not robots that must take our orders from something else and inhibit the spirit that we've been given. That by being able to release that we're giving every human being a chance to be what it is to be human and to not think that there are some walls or some construct that's been made by somebody else in their way. Casey, you are a fantastic example of that. I personally thank you for everything that you've done. I hope those who are listening here today feel that same way. I'm excited to see you progress and to be there along the path with you. The play that we'll be doing in October of this year is really, really an exemplified example of what we've been talking about. Where the story, and I always have a challenge talking about the story because it's a story that I'm personally, intimately feeling. But the reality is that it's about someone who's creative and needs to figure out how to be creative and help somebody else be creative. That's it. And I think a lot of times in our world, we sometimes try to act like that's not the deal, or, you know, let me impose something or let me destroy something versus create something. Casey, I wish you the best on your nuptials there. For those who don't know, I'm very familiar with Casey and his newlywed. We've worked together for a number of years, and so she is phenomenal. Our family is phenomenal. Super supportive. I'm excited about all the things that we're doing. Casey, before we kind of close
thank
up.
Thank you.
No problem. Before we close up here, what are some ways, or how could someone, if they wanted to know more about you or reach out to you, what are some of the things that they could do? Where could they go?
Well, most of my social media handles are pretty much the same. So Twitter, Instagram, I'm now KCJ. So that's the letter I, the letter M, and then now KCJ. At me, get, DM me, those are, and I have people actors that see me post things about my classes, they'll actually follow me and respond to me. You know, photographers that want to shoot me and things like that.
Not literally.
They don't literally shoot me.
Yeah, they want to film
me. Maybe
they
do. I don't know. Maybe they want to shoot me that way as well. But, you know, it's funny. I thought about it right when I said it. But, but yeah, I have, you know, people just reach out to me. You know, obviously, you know, Facebook as well. You know, Casey, Jade, Ashley. The J's in there. There's actually a Casey Ashley fisherman on ESPN. For those that don't know, there's a random guy named Casey Ashley. So that J lets you know that it's not Casey Ashley, the fisherman. So that's why the J is important, like Winston emphasized early in the podcast. But yeah, so Casey J Ashley, I'm now Casey J. You know, definitely follow me. I will follow back. You know, I, like Winston said, I am too one that, you know, just takes creativity, you know, serious. And I think we all need that outlet. All of us are creative in our own right. You know, it just, some have it more natural than others, but we all have that creative side to us. And we have to take time out in the day or in the night, whatever, to make sure that we are jumping into that creative side. You know, we all have to do it. We all have to have that outlet as well. So that's very, very important. You know, I know some of the most, you know, introverted people that are some of the most creative people.
That's right.
You know, and you wouldn't even know. Some of those people that don't say anything at the table are some of the most naturally funny people that you'll ever meet. So my message to most people would just be, don't be afraid to be yourself. When I'm in classes and I'm talking to my groups, I always tell them it's a safe zone. If you're a creative person, you know, if you're in this creative world, you're not normal. You know, and we don't want to be normal, and it's okay. So I never try to be normal. I never try to be like the person next to me, and I think that's important for us all to know. We're all a bit strange. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. It's great to have you. So. We typically end, and like I said, it's podcast number 2. So we hope that those who are able to see us on iTunes and Podbeam and SoundCloud and other places, you all subscribe to us. And our mantra is pretty clear. And it's interesting because I've heard this mantra, different permutations of this from other people who are doing other things. But our mandate is very clear that every single one of us, your voice creates worlds. So I'll say it again. Your voice creates worlds. So every single one of us has a voice. Get it out of your voice, articulate it in some way, whether it's making an app, writing a story, painting a picture, whatever that is, fixing a car, you know, being a masseuse, whatever your creativity is, do it and do not let this world or anyone else in the world try to inhibit it. They don't deserve it. You deserve your creativity. So again, your voice creates worlds. This is Winston A. Wilson with Rising Tides Podcast. Please subscribe to us. Everyone, thanks again, Casey, Jay, Ashley, for your time today. And I know we'll have you on a podcast again soon.
All right. Thanks, Winston. All right.
Thanks again for Casey joining us. So we hope that you subscribe to our channel. We really hope that you have a great time with us. In our next time together, we're going to have a really phenomenal artist who's done some great things in the Atlanta community and really created a name for him or herself. So we hope you join us again on the Rising Tides Podcast. Please hit subscribe now because it's going to be a blast. It's going to be awesome. And thank you all.